just go. Talk. Doesn't matter.
It's time.
I like how our live show just always starts as a shit show. It's just, you have no idea what you're doing.
It's time for the Burning River Sportscast. Bengals 24, Browns 6. Breaking it down right now. Welcome into a very special live post-game edition of the Burning River Sportscast, presented by the fine folks at Tappan Media. I'm Kenny Thunder. He's Red Hot Ronnie Jams. We ordered boneless wings tonight. He's out saving the world from
ice and snow and stuff.
Things that break your power lines. So just us. Just us.
Lucky him.
Yeah, lucky him. So back to Red Hot. Where can our listeners find the dopest dope they ever heard on a podcast, a number one rated football podcast, and all the good pods, as well as the unofficial podcast of Cleveland Browns backers everywhere.
And the official podcast of some Cleveland Browns backers somewhere. Kenny, you're going to have to pick it up. You're going to have to give me a little bit more than you're giving me here. But
have you seen the Browns?
We'll get there. Not yet. You can find our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Podcast Castro, Good Pods, where we are number one ranked football podcast, and so many more. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, the only place that you can find our video podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Handle for all those socials is at Burning River Sportscast, and we are on X with the handle at Burning River Pod. And while you're at it, check out our merch, www.thetappanmedia.com/shop. All kinds of stuff in there, River gear, Chubb line, Brook Park Browns gear. Not that you actually want to buy anything that, you know, represents this team at all, but you can buy our gear. Our gear's good.
Who wants Browns merch?
But before we get started, I do want to give a quick shout out to some of our sponsors, Topat Distillery, an award-winning craft distillery located in Akron, Ohio. Topat Distillery focuses on high-quality spirits carefully made in small batches. Topat Distillery, handcrafted, award-winning, small batch, local, and family-owned. And True Fan Travel, they make away games, home games with all-inclusive travel packages. Had trips for Browns fans this year to the Vegas game, the Washington game, and the New Orleans game, which we were a part of. And they don't just do football games either. They are also involved with other sports and other events. Upcoming events for this next year include the Kentucky Derby and Oktoberfest. So be sure to check them out. Highly recommend one of their travel packages. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. So easy.
I think I saw our guy at the Eagles game today.
He was at the Eagles game. Yeah. Yeah, going for was it the division, or was it just clinching the playoff? Like, what was that?
They're better than us, you know.
Some sort of clinch. I don't know, but they did it. Anyways, today on the show, this is what you can look forward to. We got a recap of this ugly, ugly, ugly loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. That's probably about it. I'm going to be honest. We're going to try and keep this one short, but I'm sure we're going to get pretty gassed up at certain points during this show, so... We'll see what we get into, but
I'm done. This team is awful.
All right. Well, let's get things started by reminding everyone to call the Burning River Sportscast Hot Take Hotline.
Hot Take Hotline.
Don't forget to call and leave your hot takes on the Hot Take Hotline. We know everybody's pissed off. We know this team is unwatchable, but we still want to hear about it. We want to get your takes. We want to put them on air. We want to talk about them. 330-227-8080. Call now. Leave those hot takes on the Hot Take Hotline. I know Angry Bobby, Kevin, Cliff, a few of these guys are out there. They probably have some stuff to say, so make sure you call in and let us know.
I'm angry Kenny right now.
Oh, I can tell. So let's go ahead and dive into the game. The week 16 recap, we'll start with the Cincinnati offense and the Browns defense. They scored 24 points. That's actually relatively low for the Bengals this year. The defense, I think, played fine. They got kind of cut up in the first quarter, but past the first quarter they played fine.
The first touchdown was a miraculous. Joe Burrow literally was flying like Superman through the air.
That was Joe Burrow playing like he's played all year, which is like a MVP quarterback.
Managed to somehow throw the ball all while he was just in the air, face first, face planting. I don't know that I've ever seen a play like that ever be made. I was like, for sure his knee had to touch the ground, because you just can't get any torque at all when you don't have any base, and somehow he managed to let the ball fly. So I give that one kind of like that's a fluke. Honestly, I thought the defense played relatively well today. The offense did them no favors. They were on the field a lot, and I mean, for the most part, you know, I mean, Joe Burrow, I think, finished like 250 yards. It wasn't like Joe Burrow threw for 500 yards today.
No, Joe Burrow threw, 252 yards, three touchdowns.
He was efficient.
And then Chase Brown, 18 carries for 91 yards. Like overall, their offense, I mean, like I said, for this offense, people forget this is like a top five ranked offense in the NFL right now. And hold them to 24 points and Joe Burrow to 252 yards is actually pretty solid work.
Well, and I maintain that if your offense moved the ball at all, even just a tiny bit.
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry about it.
If you could move the ball at all, the defense probably would have, you know, knocked you up even 24 points they did give up, because they would have been on the field as long. Cincinnati wouldn't have had as many opportunities to score. So look, the defensive unit, I got no issues there today. They at least did their part. They pressured Joe Burrow. They knocked him down a few times. They got a couple of sacks. So, the defense was the only unit that got off the plane or off the bus, this week. So I don't even know why they're playing these games this way. I mean, they might as well just forfeit if they're going to leave the offense at home.
Yeah, I agree. And you mentioned the sacks though. Miles Garrett had a sack today, and with that sack, he was the youngest player, the only player in NFL history to get 100 sacks before the age of 29. So I know we talked off air a little bit beforehand, Kenny. He's not the fastest one to get there as far as games played, but he's the youngest one to get there. So big milestone for Miles Garrett, though, hitting the 100 sack mark. And I guess the argument continues between him and TJ Watt on who's the best player in the world. So.
I think TJ still has, I think, like 10 more sacks than him overall, so feels bad.
True. And as far as the sack numbers, yeah, TJ's got them. I will say, and I know we complain sometimes because we want more sacks out of him, but as far as just how he's game planned for and played against is completely different than anyone else in the league as far as just this. I mean, the double team rate is insane, but still, I mean, impressive feat to get to 100 sacks here, despite all that. So,
yeah,
great. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much defense played solid. Cincinnati Bengals offense was just, I mean, they were decent. So,
yeah, we thought they were.
Yeah, exactly. Good, so let's move over to the Browns offense.
Good NFL offense.
Yeah, they're good. Browns offense and the Bengals defense. Bengals defense didn't do anything special today. The Browns offense just ass. Like, it's so bad.
They're the worst. It's unwatchable. I mean, honestly, I think DTR finished the first half with four attempts, 2 for 4 for 15 yards. I was like,
you're talking about the first half?
Yeah.
Three of six for 15 yards.
15 yards, yeah.
Yeah, and two sacks.
My wife, she knows nothing about football. she's never even contemplated the idea of being in a football game or any position, because she doesn't even know what a position would be. You could put my wife back there and the offense would have accomplished the same thing today.
Yeah, like, what are we doing with DTR? Honestly.
I just don't. I mean, I know Kevin came out last week, was like, yeah, look, we can't turn the ball over this much. Well, I mean, DTR is happy to turn the ball over as well. So. Yeah. I mean, if you had asked me before going into this week, my feelings on DTR, I said on our podcast this week, I said, look, I think he's in that second tier. He's in the 32 to 64. He's a viable backup quarterback in the NFL. I'm out now. Look, no offense to the guy personally. Like, I'm sure he's a nice kid. I know he's smart. I think he's like he's got some things going on, which is great. But like, he's not an NFL quarterback. He's just not an NFL player. Period. He has no business on an NFL roster. I don't need to see any more of him to know. We saw him last year. We saw him in spots this year. He's just not good. He's not the future. He's not the future backup. I would trade Will Howard for him right now. And it couldn't be any worse.
No, and I totally agree that you, literally any backup that you pull off the streets is going to be as good as him. I mean, Bailey Zappi's the other guy on the roster right now. Why aren't we?
I'd rather
him?
See Bailey Zappi. Yeah.
Yeah,
Bailey
I agree.
Zappi at least has a history of some success in this league. Yeah. He's won some games and had some nice passing games. You know, maybe you want to roll the dice on him as a backup next year. Fine. I have no use for DTR going forward, period. This was an embarrassment of all embarrassing things that have ever happened to the Browns. This team is unwatchable on offense. Honestly, they just should have stayed on the bus or on the plane. There was no reason for them to even show up today. This team is as bad as it gets. You've got, they had one nice play with Jerome Ford early, but outside of that, they have no running game. Look at the last few weeks, and like I know everybody was high on Jerry Jeudy, and I kind of kept saying like, yeah, it's nice to have a number one, but like it's not enough because look what happens when you put a bad quarterback back in on the field.
We'll get to Jerry Jeudy here in just a second because I've got a lot to say about how he should be feeling as a player right now.
Like he got the rug pulled out from under him.
Yeah, absolutely. But we'll get there in a second. We're still on DTR here. So DTR, one, the main reason for the switch is because we've got to take care of the ball. Well, even before the switch, what did DTR do when he came in relief of Jameis Winston last week?
I threw a pick right away.
Instantly. And what did he do this week? He threw two more. So, and he threw no touchdowns in that span. So he's 0-3, where, you know, Jameis Winston, with all of the gunslinging that he does and interceptions that he throws, he was still positive touchdown to interception ratio. So, and we moved the ball nonstop. We threw for a lot of yards, might have thrown some interceptions, but we threw for a lot of yards. DTR literally had, you already said it, but 15 yards in the first half. 15.
Yeah.
15.
It's really bad.
Look, 15.
Kevin wants to talk about protecting the football, right?
Yeah.
After today, DTR's career touchdown to interception ratio is 1 touchdown to 9 picks. That can't be a rationale while you're playing the guy.
Yeah, for all you fans out there that are like, well, it's time now. We got to see what we have in DTR. We don't. We're done.
That's what we have.
We have 1 touchdown to 9 interceptions. Like, he throws 9 times as many interceptions as he does touchdowns.
At least Jameis throws 2 picks for every 2 touchdowns he throws, you know? It's like, at least you're getting something. And at least Jameis could move this offense. It looked like a competent NFL offense. You knew at some point Jameis was going to Humpty Dumpty fall off the ledge. And you knew that's what you were getting. With DTR, you had no ability to move the ball. The offense did absolutely nothing. And you basically were just a 3-and-out away from just letting the defense play again every single time he touches the field. Or unless he just happens to turn the ball over again. So,
yeah. You know what the problem was Jameis Winston gave us too much of a chance to win a game. And so they had to take him out of there. And which is crazy.
Kevin hates that. Sure.
Yeah, which I'm sure you're going to hear sometime this week how we're sticking with DTR because right now he gives us the best chance to win. But where the fuck have I heard that before?
You have no chance to win.
I'm serious. It's just I mean, like
Jameis at least gives you a chance. Yeah. Is he the greatest quarterback ever? No. Should he even be the bridge quarterback next year? I don't know. Probably not. But he gives you a better. He's the best quarterback on this roster right now. Period. And I'll just keep going back to this front office, this head coach. What are their motivations? Because it clearly isn't winning. It hasn't been about winning all year. It wasn't about winning when Deshaun Watson was your quarterback. You put Jameis in, all of a sudden you won a little bit. And then you said, well, we can't have that, so we got to take him out and put another guy in so we can't win anymore.
We had close games, and even though we lost some, we were competitive, and we didn't like that.
I mean, seriously, so like, there's one thing, right? Like if you're just tanking for the sake of tanking because you want a better
draft, let us know.
Then fine. Like I get that, but it's the NFL. Like I still believe like in NFL karma, right? Like you could tank and go get the best quarterback in the NFL draft, and you'll probably end up with a bust in the first pick, and the guy that drafts, you know, Patrick Mahomes number 12 overall, they're the ones that are going to have a franchise quarterback. Like, it's not about position so much as it is about doing your job as a front office. And the thing is this front office has no desire, no motivation to win. And it may not even be so much that it's tanking. Like, I'm almost looking at it like, are there incentives in Jerry Jeudy's contract that say, like, if you finish top five in the league in yards, you're doing a roster bonus? Like, are we at a point now where it's like,
you know, you gotta save as much money as possible?
If Kevin wins five games, he's due a roster, like a salary bonus. Like, what are the motivations of this front office? Because it's clearly not winning.
Yeah. I mean, the product they put on the field, you could hardly even call that football.
It's the worst. It's not even a football team. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. They are totally unwatchable. Look, I don't want to do anything to detract from the last couple of weeks of our friends, the Browns backers, and what they're doing, because I know they have watch parties and things every week. But, like, don't waste your time on this Browns team. Like, somebody bring their Netflix password. There's a good Jason Bateman movie out that just came out on Netflix. Like, spend a couple hours doing that. Or just turn on the Sunday Ticket and watch some real NFL teams, because this team isn't one.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. And before I get back into just like players and morale and those types of things, one more just absolutely awful thing that happened today was Dustin Hopkins, after getting a week off and everybody being told that none of his problems were mental, came back, and the one time we finally got in the end zone in this game, he proceeded to miss the extra point. And as if that wasn't bad enough, in this same game, the Bengals, they had a fan come onto the field. He won a competition, and he got the opportunity to kick a 40-yard field goal to win free pizza for the entire stadium. This dude kicked a 40-yard field goal, and there was no doubt. It was right down the middle.
In tennis.
And Dustin Hopkins can't even make an extra point.
He's officially made more field goals than Dustin Hopkins.
Yeah, so I don't know who this guy is. But the Browns need to give him a contract and get Dustin Hopkins out of there. Dustin Hopkins should have been cut the second he missed the field goal. Like, that's when this guy from the game that kicked the 40-yarder should have got a contract. They should have said, we need you because we can't finish the game.
I mean, seriously, just finish the year with Riley Patterson. Look, is Riley Patterson the long-term answer at kicker? No, I don't care, though. But, like, I just can't look at Dustin Hopkins anymore. I can't. This team is so bad. And the drop-off is... Look, we've talked about it all year. The drop-off is astounding to see where this team was last year. And the thing is, you know what? Maybe this team just wasn't good. Maybe guys like Joe Flacco have elevated this team to heights that they didn't belong, and Jameis the same, you know, when they were able to win some division games this year. Like, you know, maybe this team is just so putrid. You know, you get a couple guys in that play really well a little bit, and they make them look better than they are, because this is just an awful football team top to bottom.
They're really bad. But yeah, so I want to get back to Jerry Jeudy, because this week, Myles Garrett put the front office on notice and said, you know, I want to finish my career in Cleveland, but that comes with, caveats. I want to be moving towards winning. I want to be a part of a team that's winning and going to the playoffs. And if I don't see a path that gets us there, if they don't illustrate a path that gets us there immediately, like, I basically said, I'm gone.
Yeah. Hey, Miles, that path's not here, so you might as well go. And again, not that I want to see Miles go. Love Myles Garrett. Wish he could retire a Brown. This team's not going anywhere fast, so we might as well get the draft capital out of him. We might as well send him to a contender so he can ride off into the sunset the right way. He's been a tremendous player, had a tremendous career. He doesn't deserve what this team is doing to him.
No, absolutely not. And where I was going with this, though, is now, after he said that, I mean, we still got 2 weeks left in the season. Imagine how many players are going to come out of the woodwork here and start speaking out against the team. Like, this could get really, really bad before the end of the year, because now you've got, like we mentioned, Jerry Jeudy, who was putting together, I mean, it's his best year of his career. And he essentially did it all in 7 games, because the first 7, he was stuck with Deshaun Watson, and these last 3, he's going to have DTR. And so okay, well, I put together a 1,000-yard season in 7 games, and now you guys throw DTR at me, who can't complete a pass to save his life.
I think he had 200 yards in the 7 games with Deshaun, and almost 800 or 900
I think it was games. Like 250 and like 786 with Jameis. And now, what was it, 20 today? What did he have?
Yeah, he had 2 catches for 20 yards.
Yeah.
And the thing is what was frustrating is that he was open on a lot of plays. Yep. I mean, it wasn't that he wasn't doing his job and getting open. It was that all of a sudden there was a quarterback
and,
on the
field. And here's the more alarming part. It wasn't even the two catches that's the more alarming part to me. The more alarming part is he had three targets.
Right. Which, again, I'm going back to, like, what's your motivation in this front office? Because, Jesus, like, I could have called a better game than this. And my play calling skills essentially come from Madden. But
you fit in with the Jets.
I've been watching football for 30 years in the NFL. What do good offensive coordinators and good coaches do with young quarterbacks that are inexperienced, that aren't very good? You put them in opportunities to throw timing routes, high percentage throws, get your playmakers involved, extensions of the running game, things that are swing passes, behind the bubble passes, things behind the line of scrimmage. Like, get playmakers the ball in space on easy completions. They just, like, walked into the it's basically like they just turned the same offense over to that Jameis has been running proficiently for the last 7 weeks to DTR and said, hey, just get after it. You'll be fine. No, he's right. Not the same guy. He's not the same skill set. He's not good.
Well, and DTR, I mean, we already talked about how terrible he was in this game and how terrible he's been for the Browns in general. Here's the deal. My benchmark is Deshaun Watson at this point. Like, if you're worse than Deshaun Watson, you have no business on this team.
Yeah, because he has no business.
Just like Deshaun Watson has no business on this team. And you threw for 15 yards in the first half. I know that your overall body of work, the 150 yards and no touchdowns to two interceptions, that can kind of compare to most Deshaun Watson stat lines with the Cleveland Browns. but that 15 yards in the first, like, I'm done. I don't need to see it anymore.
As I said, I don't have any desire to see any more DTR this year. I mean, at least put Jameis back on the field so we have something to watch.
They won't.
I'll let Jameis throw four touchdowns on four picks. It'll at least be entertaining.
Yeah.
You know,
people like Jerry Jeudy will at least have a reason to stay here, a reason not to just basically boycott the team.
Well, they couldn't even move the football. They just couldn't move the football. They were just absolutely anemic. And it was just so frustrating to watch because they literally accomplished nothing. I mean, it was just really, really embarrassing to watch. And I mean, even down to the very first drive, right? I mean, you get down to the goal line.
As soon as you get down there, we fumble.
At no point did I think we were going to score a touchdown.
We're running it in the one. And still, I didn't think we were going to score a touchdown.
Yeah. That's just how bad this team was. Like, it was an absolute accident that they got down there. Oh, can't have a chance to win.
It's just wild to me. And I mean, let's just look at what do we say every week? You just have to do three things to win a football game. You got to play good defense. That was the only one we did well today. You got to run the ball. Didn't do that. We had a few spots, but we didn't do that overall. And you got to protect the football, and we didn't do that either. So I'd have to go back and check the box scores. I don't know that we've won the turnover battle a single time this year. Maybe once.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
that right there tells me why this team is 3-12.
They've got to be heavily negative on the on plus minus. So
yeah, it's just bad. And so as far as the coaches in front office, though, I mean, we talked about them. Nobody knows what their motivation is because clearly it's not winning football games. So I mean, it's time. I'm done with this dancing around this whole thing and saying, well, maybe you bring back this guy, or you could do this. Nope, I'm done. All of them go. Like, what are they actually doing for the team at this point?
Yeah, again, the moment you put DTR in the game, you sacrifice any chance to win. So you're not focused on winning. Does winning matter right now? Maybe not. Like, it doesn't in the grand scheme of things. But, like, God, it's the NFL. I'd rather be 5-12 than 3-14. You know? Like, you just – it's just You only get 17 takes of this each year. And this team is just an absolute embarrassment right now.
And this is what we get to watch for the next 2 weeks is 15 yards and a half.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Yeah, I'm just ready for everybody to be gone. I told you we were going to keep this pretty short and sweet, though.
This season to be gone. I'm ready for this season to be over. This season needs to just end.
I don't really have much more to say about the Browns game today, though. I mean, it was just bad. I mean, I'm sure we're going to rant and rave some more about it when we record for this week's preview episode, because it's not like they're getting any better this week. So, yeah, I mean, we'll continue this in the next episode. But besides that, I mean, all I really have left is two things. One, shout out to Wyatt Teller and Carly Teller. They sent us another Christmas card. It is Christmas season. So we got Brooks and Gigi there with them. And lovely, Wyatt Teller actually family. Signed them this year.
Nice.
So shout out to them. That'll be up in the studio when I come to record the next episode.
Cute kids.
And then two, shout out to Ohio State for shitting all over Tennessee, not allowing them to plant their flag at Ohio Stadium or drag our goalposts into the river. So
yeah, at least there's one good football team in Ohio.
Yeah. So you know, it's a funny thing is around college football, I feel like Ohio State fans get this bad rap for like they're annoying or they're front runners or whatever the case may be. Most of these people need to remember that like half of Ohio State fans are Cleveland Browns fans. And so we don't know how to act when we win. We don't know what to do. So,
I mean, on one hand, you root for a front running team that's in a college football playoff every year. On the other hand, you root for a team that had 15 yards in the first half.
True. So, I mean, overall, like we're like 500, but, but
you're,
yeah,
you're
I mean,
for the best and the worst.
It's true. Like we're so beat down with the Browns week after week after week that, you know, Ohio State rolls around the next week and you're like, oh my God, somebody can win a football game. It can happen.
They're just an embarrassment right now. And I mean, I go back to the conversation about Myles Garrett. I mean, you feel bad for the guys that, you know, give a damn on this roster. And look, it's not even like the players' fault, right? Like it's not the players that are putting DTR in the game. It's not the players that are putting him in bad play call situations. You feel bad for all these guys. There's a lot of young guys that are just trying to make NFL rosters or trying to put together good tape. And then you got a lot of veterans on this team, guys like Miles, guys like Wyatt, guys like Zell that, you know, could start pretty much on 31 other rosters in the NFL. And like, they're stuck here. I mean, you know, God love Joe Thomas for what he did for this city and for this franchise to just stay here and just tough it out. But like, nobody on the planet deserves to be treated like that. No. They just don't. Nobody that plays a sport for a living like this deserves to be treated this way, to where winning is not a priority. Why right. the hell are we playing the game? Why the hell are we playing the
game? Play to win the game.
It's just,
I mean, Herm Edwards said it best. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So let's just go ahead and nominate the Burning River Sportscast Dog of the Week candidates. Bone phoned his in since he's out saving the world. I gave him first crack. And he's got David Njoku. Kenny, you want to go next?
I'll go Mike Hall. Look, there was a point in this season when we didn't even know if this guy was going to see the field. Obviously, with the domestic violence dispute early on in the season, had his first sack today. Has played pretty well in recent weeks, you know, at least where he's showing up. You know, they're having to deal with him. So I think he might end up being a player. Let's see, you know, considering we're about to enter the offseason. Hopefully he can keep everything clean this offseason and we don't have any more incidences. But on the field, it looks like we might have ourselves a player there. So I'll go Mike Hall. I think he had five tackles today as well. So it was a nice day for him.
Well, it was a nice day for defensive line player. Five tackles is always good. I'm torn. Who should I go, Kenny? Jerome Ford or Myles Garrett for his 100th sack? Jerome Ford had the bigger game.
Jerome Ford had the best game. I mean, that would have been my second choice, was Jerome Ford. I mean, Jerome Ford has elevated his play over recent weeks and it looks good again today, at least in spots.
He's on, I will say, down this terrible stretch of play that we've had to end this, and what we can look forward to end the season. I'm actually pleasantly surprised with how Jerome Ford has kind of picked up his game these last few and kind of cemented the fact like, no, I want to be the back behind Nick Chubb going forward. So, yeah. Or with Nick Chubb going forward potentially. So, yeah, I'll go Jerome Ford. So we got Mike Hall Jr., Jerome Ford, and David Njoku. Keep an eye out on our socials tomorrow. That'll be up for everybody to vote on. And then final thoughts for this week, Kenny, what do you got?
I've got two. One is just the fact that in the middle of the most futile offense that I've ever seen ever an NFL run this week during the first half of the game, they panned to a segment on the Browns, helping out in the community and fixing computers and buying things for people. Look, I know I get that that's part of the job and things, guys, but like, I don't know. Maybe like we should practice football first.
We're not allowed to practice.
Like let's do our first job well, and then like I'll care about your puff pieces. Oh great, we're involved in the community. I'm like, are we just paying these guys to do philanthropy at this point? Like is that the whole point? We're just like, hey, look, we got a bunch of cool dudes hanging out in the community, and they do good charity. That's the thing. Work.
After you lose so many games and you're out of the playoffs, that's all it is. It's just like, well, go do some community service now.
I mean, like, I'm glad they're out there doing that stuff, but like honestly, like I don't even need to see it. I don't care. I don't like
just do it and don't tell anyone.
And yeah, like we don't need to see that, especially when the team is.
Yeah, we're not saying don't do it. We're just saying do it and leave the story for when you're good.
But I'm just saying, like, maybe they should buckle down and spend some time practicing. If we got time to be out in the community doing things, doing good deeds, like, maybe we got time to focus on red zone offense so that we don't fumble the ball in the goal line. And secondly, just thinking about, like, the future of this team.
Future is bleak, man.
We're getting the chance to watch, a guy tonight that's, I think, third in touchdowns in the NFL. That's, I think, third or fourth in yards. That essentially has played like a top five quarterback all year long. And, he was on our roster. And that wasn't good enough for Browns fans. It wasn't good enough for this front office. But, again, we've learned that this front office doesn't really prioritize winning. So maybe that's part of the reason he's not here anymore. But just thinking about, like, Browns fans and their expectations, like, all my life, basically from the time we cut Tim Couch, all I've ever said and all I've ever wanted is, like, can we just get an average, competent quarterback? And, like, this team could do really well. And we finally had one here, and we ran him out of town. And now he's a bona fide top five quarterback in the NFL. So, I just don't know that, like, it doesn't matter. I guess my point is, like, it doesn't matter who we draft, when we draft them, how well they play. It'll never be good enough for Browns fans. So I guess this is just what we deserve.
Fair. Yeah. And I'll say, I mean, I was one of the ones too that I wasn't real high on Baker, but I will say this, the way everything has unfolded with the front office and everything else, it gets weirder and weirder just how, like you said, they just don't prioritize winning at any level, like anywhere. We come out week after week, our coaches, our front office tell us that they're putting the team on the field that gives us the best chance to win. And yet we can see with our own eyes that there's better players out there that are either on the roster or have been on the roster, and we just move on. So, I'm with you there. And like I said, I'll admit fault. I was one of the ones that wanted better than Baker. So, I wouldn't give to have Baker Mayfield on our team right now.
You know, it's just like the absolute folly of man, right? It's like, why go out for burgers when you have steak at home, right? It's like every guy that's ever had a nice long-term relationship with a girl, and maybe she was a 7.5 or an 8 out of 10. And they go and they say, oh, well, she's a 9 out of 10. Well, she's also a hooker, and she's going to blow up your life and ruin your marriage. You're going to lose your kids. Well, I might do it anyway. she's really hot.
That's an idiot guy. That's a bad guy.
You got stability. So you're telling me home.
The Browns are a bad guy. Are a bad guy.
Yeah, we're just that shitty guy. We're just that awful frat guy. We're like, I got a good girl at home. She's loyal. She's a good cook. She takes great care of the kids. She takes care of me when I'm sick, when I'm down. She's there for me. But that girl over there in the jean shorts, I'd like to ride that.
Well, my final thought of the week is this. I'm moving on from yours because I don't my final thought of the week is this, is all of the Browns backers groups that have made us the official Browns backer or the official podcast of their chapter, keep an eye out because these finally came in. those are your flags that you'll be getting that you can put up in your viewing locations. Those will be going out this week. So you should, I know it's Christmas time, so that could get wild, but you guys should get them probably sometime between Christmas and New Year. Be able to put those up for the last game and going forward in your viewing location. So that's my final thought. Nothing about the Browns because they suck. And with that, let me remind everybody once again to call the Burning River Sportscast Hot Take Hotline. Again, we want those hot takes. We want to know what you guys are feeling about the Browns. Who needs to go? Who needs to stay? What should they do with Miles? What should they do with any of this team? 330-227-8080. Call us and leave those hot takes on the Hot Take Hotline. And be sure to check out our gear, www.thetappinmedia.com/shop. And that'll do it for us. Kenny, what can we expect this week?
We'll have our normal show on Thursday coming out, preview of the Week 17 game against the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins scored like 30 or 31 points tonight. I think we've scored 28 over the last 3 weeks. So you can kind of see where that's
headed. We scored six today, guys.
Yeah, we're really good. And then I know we have another Browns backers interview lined up, I believe Sarasota Browns backers. So should be a good week. Obviously, it's Christmas time. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the times.
Happy holidays.
You know, whatever you celebrate, we wish you a merry one. You know, thanks for listening to the Burning River Sportscast. We've had a hell of a year. It's been a lot of fun. And I just hope everybody has a really good holiday and stay safe.
Absolutely. And check us out on social media. Tappan Media is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Tappan Media. And Burning River Sportscast is on, which is this podcast, is on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Burning River Sportscast and on X at Burning River Pod. And you can find our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Castro, Good Pods, where we are number one ranked football podcast, and so many more. Oh, man. And that's it, Kenny. That's it.
Again, shout out to Bone. He's out there making sure the lights stay on for everybody out there wrapping presents and doing their last minute shopping. So
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, appreciate Bone. Pray for Bone. Pray for those guys that are out there, all your utility linemen and workers. They stay safe this holiday season as well.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear helmets and climb poles. Some
wear hard hats and rubber gloves. So yeah. Just appreciate all those guys. Yeah, other than that, don't just be a part of the problem. Be the whole damn problem.
And only you can prevent river fires. Burning River Sportscast.
Burning River Sportscast.
Good night, Cleveland.
Good night, Cleveland.